Okay. Now, what do you call these here? These are by the windows, you call them?
This here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd just call them curtain, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now,
that's a curtain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Craig.
Well, I'm
how about a piece of cherry cobbler?
No. I just ate lunch and I'm
sure?
Full. Yeah.
You made a good cobbler.
It's pretty good.
I'm sure it is, but I just ate. I'm trying to lose some weight. I've been running down the beach every day.
He's trying to lose weight.
Me too.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I had to cut down a little bit. I was eating too much rich food.
Yeah.
We used to all these spaghettis and jambalayas and gumbos. And
I'm asking something about the food. I'm asking you about the food.
I can tell you, I cook.
You cook? Great. Yeah, it sounded like you knew something about cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Every man should know how to cook. Yeah. I think every man ought to be a good cook, don't you?
Yeah, I think most of the old fellas, well, I say, I age, do can cook. I don't know about the young boys.
Yeah.
I try to teach my boy.
Yeah.
I got him where he can make jambalaya now.
Yeah. Now, what do you make? What do you put in jambalaya?
Well, you can make anything with jambalaya. I mean, you know, any kind of meat to seafood.
Yeah.
I can make like shrimp jambalaya, oyster jambalaya.
Yeah.
Take any kind of game. I take venison, deer meat. You take and make dirty rice, little gizzards and chicken livers.
Mm-hmm. What's dirty rice?
Well, it looks, after you cook all these gizzards and livers down and fry your rice, it looks dirty. In other words, it's really pretty dark.
Okay. About gumbo. What'd you put in gumbo?
Get along everything but your socks.
What was filet?
Filet, that's, I make filet.
I'm going to show you something.
It's a regular. Like my old grandpa, my grandpa, he had a little log. Like, just like the Indians, I guess, used to make.
Yeah.
Big old log, and it was hollowed out like in the, he had him a wooden mold, and he put all them leaves. You got to pick the leaves about in May. First part of June, and you take them and you put them up in your attic. Just break the limbs,
uh-huh.
And you leave them sort of dehydrate. In other words, you're removing that moisture, and the leaves are going to still remain green, but only kind of shrivel up. When all that moisture is out of it, then you can take and lay it in the sun for maybe a little while, and then come on in, put it in that hollow log, and take your molten mallet, like pound.
Yeah.
Pound that till you see this consistency here in that pot.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe not as fine as that, because I take Dolly's this osterizer blender, whatever she got, what you call them, a blender?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I put that thing on my 3-4 different speeds. And after you do that, you got to take and strain it, because you got the little veins in that leaf, you know, and that little stem, you know, when you pull a leaf, all of a sudden, a little stem that goes all the way up, a little piece of fine vein of wood. And that.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Well, that's got to be strained out, and I put it through a screen. And that's when it sits up like it is, it actually gets better after it gets a little age to it.
You got it knocked.
Yeah.
You really know how to make that.
Yeah, stuff. Man. My uncle, my first cousin across the street, he makes it. He had sold it down here at the Kurt Market.
Yeah.
They buying it. And
you use the leaves,
right? Yeah, just the leaves, and then the roots is that smells just like root beer.
Yeah, right. I used to make tea.
Yeah, well, that's it. I pulled maybe I got some of my, this morning. I was digging around there, find out. I knew I took and brought some here, and I couldn't find it. I had some hickory where I barbecue, putting some hickory over here, and that's where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
And make some tea. We used to get that every springtime. My mama would, she'd boil up that tea. She said back in those days, she said it was good for the blood, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I guess it could be. The Indians used it.
Yeah.
And,